This is Minnesota News Network. I'm John Anderson. Minnesota has taken the next step to stop fraud in the state. The Legislative Inspector General Advisory Commission held its first meeting this morning. Chair and DFL Senator Heather Gustafson says this is a historic moment in the fight against fraud.
This really is turning the page. And it can still feel frustrating. And of course, we're still like upset by any dollar lost to fraud. But I also think that there is some hope on the horizon. There are things now in place that are going to change the whole way that our state operates and how we handle accountability and transparency and program integrity.
Gustafson was chosen as chair by 8 bipartisan members on the commission. She led the passage of the bill through the Senate to create the OIG. Minnesota is set to receive hundreds of millions of dollars under a nationwide settlement with Meta over allegations its social media platforms harmed young users. Attorney General Keith Ellison says Minnesota could receive up to $307 million. The agreement, which still needs court approval, requires new safeguards for teens on Instagram and Facebook, including daily time limits, overnight restrictions, reduced notifications during school hours, and stronger parental controls. The nationwide settlement could be worth up to $17 billion. The Minnesota State Fair opens tomorrow, and Regions Hospital will be there for the 18th consecutive year in case fairgoers get sick or injured. Dr. Aaron Burnett says the rule of thumb on whether you should seek medical attention is...
Think back to when you were in high school and what you would go see the school nurse for. If it's something you think you'd have to go see the school nurse, then we're there for you. And we're really set up to get people what they need and get them back out to the fair. So if you come see us at the medical tent, know that we're there to get you back to the fair, to get you what you need, whether that's an antacid or a Tylenol or a Band-Aid.
There's a fundraiser this Saturday in Duluth to provide relief to northern Minnesota businesses and the Boundary Waters Canoe Area. Lucas Leaf is executive director of the Sportsman for the Boundary Waters organization.
I mean, incredibly devastating. I have some friends that run some outfitters that lost over 90% of their business in July. So it's had a huge impact, but it's been pretty incredible to see the community come together as they always do.
The paddling for the Boundary Waters fundraiser will be held Saturday at Bent Paddle Brewing in Duluth from 2 until 9 p.m. Lucas adds,
it's a celebration of the Boundary Waters. We have a raffle. We have a silent auction where all proceeds are going to go to the United Way of Northeastern Minnesota's Regional Wildlife Fund or Wildfire Fund. So it's really just about bringing the community together and having a fun time and, you know, celebrating what's important to us, and that's the Boundary Waters.
The event is free, but they appreciate donations to help out everyone in northern Minnesota. This is MNN.